This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen, good day. Success story. Success for you today will start with you beginning your day thinking, going to get this done, that done. This is your opportunity for success.
Could you come over and help me at my house, Dad?
Yes, I can do that. Well, I can help you at work. Over at work. I don't know about your house. Your house may be... No, it's not helpless and hopeless, but...
Please don't say nastiness.
Everyone who got where they are began where they were. And that can be said for relationships, can be said for the job, it can be said for pretty much anything. You are where you are right now, right? You are where you are. And then later today, you'll be where... Somehow that...
That was a fun word. I like
that. Hacks into the credibility of the direction I'm trying to send people in. I just want you to think about... not necessarily expecting to have all the answers in advance. You have to have a clear idea of what your goal is. That's what I say to all of our entrepreneurs. If you listen to the sixth hour online at DougStephan.com of the Monday through Friday program, you'll realize that we feature entrepreneurs, people that are getting into business, have ideas, inventions, that sort of thing, and we try to bring them into the spotlight. And it actually turns out to be pretty rewarding for the listener because it's intriguing to be inspired by some of these great stories. People who have come up with ideas. I was talking yesterday about this 30-year-old woman who's become a billionaire because she has, and I keep going back to it, and Jennifer, of course, loves it when I talk about the blood prick test, but the test is just that, a little the stick that goes into your finger
your
and you get a little bit of blood,
a drop
of blood, and they can analyze it 70 different ways to see what's actually going on in your body, as opposed to the old way of taking, how many of you, when you go for your blood work before you have your physical, vial after vial of your blood. It's disgusting.
Well, and especially people with diabetes who have to check so often.
Right.
I mean, gosh, I had to, just as part of a thing that I went through, and I think I told you guys about on the air, I had to take a diabetic test where you actually have to drink the syrup. And then sit there while they watch you, and you're like, you can't drink any water, and it's disgusting. How much easier would that be to do it at home?
So there's an inspiration. There's a lady who dropped out of college who came up with this idea. She's 30 years old. She's a billionaire. So that shows me, and I hope it shows you, that you can do well. People say, well, Doug, why aren't you a billionaire? Well, how do you know I'm not?
If you are, you're hiding it very well.
Yes, I know I am.
But how soon will it be till we actually do that in our phones, do you think, where we can submit blood work in our phone?
I don't know.
Wouldn't
that be
kind of cool?
On your computer?
Mm-hmm.
You mean your iPhone?
Yeah, you put a little drop of blood on a little reader.
And then you push it into the correct spot on the phone, on the iPad, and it goes,
And then somebody steals it and has your DNA.
Absolutely. Okay, Ken, let's not ruin the party for crying out loud.
All right, so anyway, I'm trying to get you to develop a bias toward action.
Can I give you the breaking news of the day?
Yes, you may.
You know I don't like to railroad.
Breaking news.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, and Michael, our producer, I want you to play a little bit. Do you guys use one space or two spaces after a period when you're writing a sentence?
Two.
Ken?
I used to use two. I use one now.
Did you know it's a new thing? And there's like a line of demarcation, like people under 30 only use one space after periods. And that's how people can know you're old, because you use two spaces.
I guess. Terrific.
Isn't that awful?
It's ridiculous.
Ken, how did you know about this? I just learned this last night. I think that's why I couldn't sleep. I was like in shock.
Because my wife's a writer and it's a publishing edict.
It's an edict to take up less space. I get it.
I can ask my mom about that. Teach her.
Some good news for those of you who are worried about the North Korean leader, Mr. Kim Jong-un. According to the South Korean CIA, he's had an ankle operation And that's why he was out for 40 days and 40 nights.
Wow.
An ankle operation. He's recovering from his ankle operation. He had the... What was wrong with his ankle? I don't see that.
He's a small man. I'm surprised he has any ankles.
Mm. Oh, he had a big cyst in his ankle.
Ooh.
That's pretty gross.
That's nasty. Mm.
Let's talk
and
about...
And I don't believe it, by the way. I think he's taken over for him.
Really? Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer Warren King Jester. I don't think I don't waste brain cells thinking about him because
I don't waste brain cells thinking.
He's a little moron. Why would I give a shit? Excuse me, I almost said that. All right, let's see about Bruce Braley.
Bruce Braley.
Bruce Braley is running in Iowa for the Senate. He's a Democrat. He's been accused, because Michael Bloomberg and gun control, not very popular in Iowa, he's been accused of being a fan. He's been a partner. He's been in league with Michael Bloomberg. But, and this is why he's being portrayed by the lady who's running against him, and because Iowa, again, anti-gun's not a great place to be if you're running for a seat in Iowa Congress or the Senate or whatever, running for governor. So the National Rifle Association has claimed that this guy, and this is where the root of all evil. All of these big 501c3s like the NRA have tons, jillions of dollars to spend to get somebody in or keep somebody out. And this is what's wrong with the corruptive process that we now have because of the Supreme Court ruling that allows everybody to spend all the kind of... And what people are seeing in the ads and hearing them on the radio is just not true. Braley doesn't even know Bloomberg. Is that right, Kenny? You did a little research on this. He said...
Yeah, there was a debate, I don't know how recently, but there was a debate, and he was, and the moderator asked him about these allegations from the NRA, about him working with Michael Bloomberg to take away our guns. And Braley laughed and said, I've never even met Michael Bloomberg.
Right. But that, let's not let the facts get into
the way of a good story.
Well, yeah, that's my line. I don't have facts to get into a good election one way or another. And this is the kind of distortion that's going on. It's not really being checked unless people like me ask a question. I don't really care who wins. I'd rather see the Republican win because I want to see the Senate go to the Republicans. Having said that, I don't know much about either one of these, but when I saw this, it was a red flag because it's just wrong. You want to vote for somebody, vote for them because of what they are for, what they are, what's true about them, not some bunkum that comes from these groups like the NRA that are so full of what my cows are so full of. It just is, but people don't... I don't like the word lie, but that's what this stuff is.
Well, they twist, they spin. I mean, that's the machine.
And the NRA all but calls Braley a liar in the ad. Mm-hmm. He's a current congressman, by the way, Braley is. Mrs. Obama didn't know what his real name was when she was there pitching for
Bruce
him.
Bailey. Who's right. The best one? Bruce
Won't you
Bailey.
Come home,
she
Bruce
said it like
yeah, most
son.
Of the letters in his name, right?
And now every time I hear his name, I want to keep calling him
Chuckle.
Bailey.
Yeah. So what are the facts? How do you know what the facts are? How do you dig around? You know, some people say, this is the truth. Well, what does that mean, the truth? Braley spoke...
You can't handle the truth.
Right. Back in 2010, Braley spoke at an event sponsored by No Labels, which is a group seeking to urge politicians to move beyond party labels to focus on pressing issues. After he spoke, his office issued a news release that noted that Braley, who spoke of growing up in a bipartisan household, was joined by a bipartisan group of current and former elected officials, including Joe Lieberman, Kristen Gillibrand, Bob Ingalls, Inglis, I-N-G-I-S from South Carolina, Kenny, I-N-G-L-I-S, Inglis.
That sounds like Ingalls to me.
Right. And Michael Bloomberg. So he was together on the dais with a bunch of other people. There's no evidence at all that Braley and Bloomberg were there at the same time. They were at a conference, but they were never there alone. They didn't meet alone. They weren't there together. But the NRA put this, they were both at the same conference together, so they're pals. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were never, this was an event that went on for a couple of days, and Bloomberg was there at one time, and this guy was there at another time. And they were never They just happen to be on the program together. I've been on programs with people. I didn't even I wanted to come across them, but I didn't. I think one of them, I'm trying to remember who it was. It was when I was working in Boston Radio, and Bill Well was the governor, and I wanted to have a chat with him. But he was in and out before I was.
Yeah, they move swiftly.
Of course they do. So to put that stuff together, where is Snopes on all of this? Although I don't trust Snopes when it comes to politics because it's run by what's his face? What's the guy's name who has all the dough that gives the Democratic causes?
Oh, it's
You know what I mean.
Soros.
Yeah, George Soros.
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah. Anyway, here's and then I'm looking at some of the people. We're on three or four stations in Iowa. Sarah writes, I happen to staff Bruce at the No Labels event that day. There was no sign of Bloomberg there that day at all. Let's see here. Andrew says, Braley says he never met Bloomberg, but they both spoke. But they didn't speak at the same time. Let's get it right. Anyway, you understand how you can get so hot under the collar with this sort of thing? Mm-hmm. But this is the kind of politics that I'm talking about. And this is why I don't do politics on this program, because it goes no place except into the anger zone, which is the danger zone for me. Because then I sound like a zealot, and it sounds like I want you to all do what I want you to do. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You do what you do. But hopefully whatever you do will be based on you educating yourself as to why you're doing it. 18 after on Good Day.
We're having a baby, so we got to find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Man. Take it responsibly.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
I don't know if you recognize this little riff. You hear it a lot here on Good Day. Taken from our one-hit wonder song of the day, You Get What You Give. Playing a song by an artist, group of singers that only had one hit. Crank it up, Michael. Get what you want. Get what you give.
Wonder.
I don't know, but it is.
Because it sounds like someone else.
Sure does.
Michael and I were talking about it during the break. I thought, right now, I thought it was you too.
Huh.
But it's not. But it sounds a lot like you too.
So who is it then, boys and girls? 888-302-3684, which is 888-302-DOUG. The song You Get What You Give, L.A. alternative rock band, topping the charts during this week in 1999. So you can call us now at 888-302.
I'm mad that in that band. That, sorry, 888-302-DOUG. Sorry about that. But do you think they're mad that everybody thinks their song is done by you too? Because I sure did. I thought this was you too.
Well, they get the credit and the check. What difference does it make?
I guess so.
You'll get as a prize here a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonders on it as your reward for getting involved. Don't call if you've already been involved. Let's get some new people in. Squeeze them in to 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder band. Crank it up again, Michael. You can't formed in 97 by Greg Alexander, who was the frontman for the band, was a revolving door of various musicians, except for Greg Alexander. He wrote and produced all of their songs. He didn't like touring, so he disbanded the group. The same year, this song became a big hit. Many of his songs were socially critical, open references to drugs and sex, that sort of thing. They made a couple of appearances on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno when he first got started. They were the opening act for the Goo Goo Dolls. And then they kind of disappeared. Not much has been heard from the band since then, since 1999, the year of this hit. So what's the name of the group? 888-302-3684. See how we can work our way through here. How about Connie, you want to take a quick shot at this?
Yes, sir. That's Fine Young Cannibals.
Say again?
Oh.
Fine Young Cannibals.
Yes, sir. That's a great guess. Not right, but it's a good guess. Thank you, Connie. Nice to hear from you. Here's Jay over in Tucson. Hi, Jay.
How you doing?
Well, thank you. How does this sound?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right.
I hope you're doing well, as well as doing good. You can do well.
I'm from New Jersey, so I can say that.
Yeah, how'd you get to Tucson? Why are you in Tucson? What's going on in Tucson that you found attractive?
Oh, I went to finish my engineering degree here 37 years ago.
Sucker, you got stuck.
All right. Yeah. So what's the name of this group?
New Radicals.
The New Radicals. What do you remember about the time in 99 when this was a big hit? What was going on with you?
I was building an addition on my house when this came out, and I thought it was Todd Rundgren.
Ah! There you go. I think it was you, too. All right, so good. You got it. You get the prize, the CD of One Hit Wonders. Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when people are depressed, they tend to neglect their personal grooming, stop shaving, or dressing nicely for periods of time. It's no different with our pets. For a wonderful ego boost for Fido or Fluffy, arrange a bath and a haircut along with a nail clipping. It can make a great difference to a pet to be able to walk along the street on nails that don't click and get in the way. How about a new collar? How about a new leash? A new wardrobe? A change in scenery? Any one or all of these can turn the tide and give you back that lively, happy pet you once knew. You know, pets need mental stimulation just as much as people do. We always get bored when we don't have enough to do, and so do our pets. So it's a great idea if you notice that your dog or cat is just not acting the way they used to. They're a little down and out, feeling a little blue. You can get that old pet back just by energizing them. A good bath, a good shampoo, a little doggy or kitty makeover, a new leash, a new collar, a new bow. Everyone will have a smile back on their face in no time at all. I promise. It's good for both of you. I'll more next time.
I'm Chef Amanda Freitag, and I'm here to give you some tips on how to get dinner on the table during the fall busy season. I love Smithfield all-natural fresh pork. They're simple recipes, which I highly recommend. I like to go to Walmart because it's all right there. These recipes that I've created for you are quick. They're easy. I'm going to show you my pork chop with pork on top. That's decadent. Served with sweet potato mash. I'm using high-quality ingredients, local, fresh, all natural. Smithfield pork is no preservatives, all natural, and I like to keep it that way. I'm a chef and I choose high quality ingredients. I also like to be fast. So I take pork tenderloin and I cut it into medallions, sear it, and it's done in 10 minutes. I put it on top of my favorite salad with apples and arugula. And to find more of my recipes, go to walmart.com and use Smithfield All Natural Fresh Pork.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code P-L-O-W.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea.
Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Another half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls to our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Jennifer Horn just here with her pleasant self. Michael will take your calls at 888-302-3684. What he does with them when he gets them, that's up to him.
Nobody's promising anything.
No. So we want to congratulate Michelle Bellamy from California, Richie. She's the grand prize winner of the American Cancer Society's Walk.
Very cool.
Well, how do you know? Did you talk to her?
We did talk to her.
Who's we?
We and the people at the ACS.
Oh, okay. And so what did you glean from talking to her? What's her story? Do we want to have her on the program?
Yeah, we're gonna see if we can get her on the program later this week. It's very cool. It's just she wanted $1,500 and a chance to take her walk with her. She can use $1,500 for anything she wants to.
Right.
But, you know, the whole thing behind it was maybe you can go visit somebody you care about and walk with them for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. So, good. Congratulations, Michelle Bellamy. Be considered the person of the day here on the Good Day program. All right, so now the company of the day, Walmart. Oh, you're going to love this story at DougSteffen.com today. Walmart's e-commerce site and a Halloween trick. Did they go together? The folks at Walmart apparently offended legions of shoppers as they got ready for Halloween, when a section of Walmart's site devoted to the holiday was discovered to be labeled Fat Girl Costumes.
This is what my mom would call it. My mom would be like, okay, where's the fat girl department?
Fat girl.
That makes me laugh.
The fat girl.
Here's the thing, Walmart, let's not live in a glass house here. I've seen those pictures of people shot there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with most people are a little bit on the chunkier side,
at
right?
At the Walmart store.
Oh, you know, actually in life, how about that now? But yes, especially at Walmart.
I would think Obamacare representatives should probably be planted at the front door of the Walmart, handing out pamphlets to everybody that walks through the door.
What, to get them on the straight and narrow?
Yeah.
Shape up or die.
Hey, man, that's the front lines right there.
So, upon inspection, Richie, it appeared that all of the plus-size adult costumes for women had been aggregated to this category. 20 pages of garb. Vampires, goddesses, all under the description of fat girl costumes. Well, it's not politically
correct.
You know,
when you walk into, what
they
is
are,
it? Party Festival. City. Yeah, maybe the name is wrong.
Right.
I can't imagine there's a wide variety, sorry for the pun, of options for heavy people. There needs to be a place.
Wasn't Lane
Bryant you know what? You guys are all wrong.
Really?
First of all, the Halloween costumes.
When I get the thing for the flyer from Party City, and my kids like read it because they want to see all the costumes.
Go online right now and check it out.
It's
young
hot chicks that they put on the cover.
Well, here's the deal. Okay,
Nurse Ratched's not the McDonald's campaign poster person.
So here's the deal. You go to Party City. Most Halloween costumes are made on the small side anyway. So if you're like a size 14, 16, you're going to get a plus size costume anyway. And there's a ton of them now. You don't have to have like a special fat girl department at Walmart. Mm-hmm. If you go to Party City, there are a ton of them.
Really?
But you have to, the costume has gotten better.
Your right mind is going to call them fat girl
it's
costumes.
It's funny. It's stupid.
It's
you're
not
right.
funny at all.
It's stupid. But it's like, it used to be that plus size costumes would always be like the clown or like the boring witch, or like the light sock. Or something, now they're actually making nice, sexier ones because they realize most people are a 14 and they want a plus size. They're going to need a plus size costume.
Well, one of the things that bothers me, I don't like politically correct thinking is not my strong suit. However, having said that, there's something that's unnecessary woven into that phrase.
Well, it's just kind of stupid. I mean,
being
one of the biggest retailers in the world, you would think somebody would have a brain.
They're smart. They're lucky, most of them. Anyway, here's a tweet from Kristen Washburn, who said, not sure labeling these as fat girl costumes is the best approach.
To make people want to buy them.
Walmart's Twitter back to her. Was your comments and suggestions are important to us and help make Walmart even better. Thank you. Really, that addresses what? Nothing. Nothing. So anyway.
Probably like an automatic thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
your call is very important.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And it's not at all. Well, who believes that?
You know what this
means? Your call is important to us when you don't have somebody to talk to. That's a bunch of bull.
Twitter is the front line for consumer.
Did you learn that at that conference you went to a couple of weeks ago?
Well, I mean, at all of the conferences I go to, they talk about how the major. But I mean, let me tell you something. The airlines.
Uh-huh.
If you were to tweet your concern or experience,
they're right
to an
back
airline,
at you.
Mm-hmm,
yep, that's good.
They are right back at you.
That's the way
I've had. Whenever I have an experience with a major corporation, I tweet them, and somebody gets back to me. It may just be your standard, please contact this department or whatever, but they see it, man.
So, Kenny, do we have people who send us critical comments on our Twitter page about the program itself, and do we respond to them? I ask that question because, honestly, even though it's in my name, I don't know.
Yeah, usually there are two different kinds of critical comments you'll get, especially on Twitter, and one kind is constructive, or just somebody who disagrees with a point of view,
right.
And the other is just somebody who is nasty and hateful and bullying, and those we don't respond to those.
Don't you?
No, there's nothing.
Doug would spend half his day responding to those people.
I'd respond. Yeah. Well, not anymore. I wouldn't, but I'd respond.
And they're usually people who aren't following us anyway,
right.
Those kind of things. They're just trying to stir up trouble. If somebody has a problem with something that was said or misunderstands something that was said, we do engage them, and, we don't want to lose any listeners.
No. They're not any smart ones anyway. Okay. Productive thoughts. Richie stayed up late last night to watch the Redskins win. I look at the Redskins beat Dallas.
Rich?
Redskins beat Dallas. Who cares?
Oh, I don't care if you care. It doesn't matter to me.
I like the music. Is this Redskins music?
This is Hail to the Redskins, brother.
Perfect. Crank that up.
Beating Dallas on Monday Night Football.
I want to hear the song, though.
With a third string quarterback.
Redskins.
Hey, man, give it to me. Next week we'll be back in the losing column. Well, next week we might have a chance for Minnesota.
I mean, I like the fact that this is songs by the Redskins.
That's right. we sat at Redskins. Say it again.
Braves on the warpath.
Yeah, I like that. Hey, let me tell you something, man.
You hear that, Professor Banzoff, you big phony?
What? Every single sports commentator on ESPN, they had like 14, and everybody picked Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Nobody, including Redskins. Hey, you know, Jay Gruden, the coach, was like, the only people that believed were the 53 players on the field, and that's
good.
All it took.
I'll take. Hi, Jennifer. As long as we're into sports, there's a story also at DougStephan.com today about how members of the Boston Bruins hockey team have dressed up as... Let's not get carried away.
It is the nicest, best-run sport ever.
There are some people who believe Boston Children's Hospital is the best children's hospital in the world. Boston Bruins players visited children at the hospital yesterday. Costumes.
The Redskins did the same thing yesterday.
Did they?
Or the Wizards. I'm sorry, the Wizards.
Where'd they go?
The Children's Hospital here in D.C., I think it was.
Really?
One of them was dressed up as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, and the other one was Superman or something.
Okay, those are too cool, though. These hockey players from the Bruins dressed up as Elsa and, like, the girl and the snowman and the reindeer. I mean, they looked ridiculous. And all Frozen characters. So cute. It was really cute.
Very cool.
So, and this is something that is proven to have impact on children who are in these hospitals, who are looking for some ray of hope, some sunshine, something pleasant, something to get excited about. And so that's good. Who cares about hockey? The fact that they did something like this means that they earned some respect one way or another. Whether it was one player's idea and he got all his pals to do it with him, who cares? It was a good day, a good way to bring people around.
Every professional sports franchise has a PR.
They do this sort of thing.
And they have a community outreach department, and they do these things all the time. But, I mean, still, they go to the players and they say, who wants to?
Yeah.
And the players go, sign me up. I'm in.
Excuse me. All right. So
very nice.
That's a good thing. Jennifer is going to bring us up today. Television report coming up in a few moments. In the meantime, it's BuzzBox time. I'm looking around at DougStephan.com and want to make sure that you understand the ramifications, the big deal that BuzzBox is. BuzzBox coffee is a big deal. Like Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I, we're big deals. We're big radio stars.
That's us.
All right. So, no, this is, I'm being relatively, I'm having fun with this, but being serious about the quality of BuzzBox coffee. It really is superb. Michael will tell you that, who drinks it in the studio facilities in Washington. Jennifer drinks it. It happens that Richie and Kenny and I don't drink coffee. You don't have to drink it to be able to smell it and know what that aroma. When you open up your mailbox, because that's how you get BuzzBox delivered to you, you can't find it in retail stores. This is exclusively sort of a club, if you will, the BuzzBox Club, which you can join by dialing 866-456-7805. Dial that number now. Become a member of the BuzzBox Coffee Club. It doesn't cost anything to get your first bag of BuzzBox coffee. Free! That's all you have to do. Call that number, 866-456-7805, and you will get the unbelievable, unmistakable smell. Is that maybe fragrance? Fragrance is like perfume, though. Smell. Aroma. How's that for a word? You want me to use aroma, Jennifer?
Aroma. It does. It smells so good. Mm.
And with each friend or family member who joins BuzzBox Coffee on your reference, you get $20. You could make sure, you know, frankly, I don't want to pass this along because I'd like to have the money, the company makes some money. But if you, every month, got one more person to join the BuzzBox Coffee family, you'd never pay for coffee again. You get a bag of coffee every month free for sending them over to BuzzBox, some of your friends, family, whatever. All right, so you can do that. You can go to BuzzBoxCoffee.com. You see how to get there at DougStephan.com, or you call 866-456-7805. Choose regular or decaf for your free pound, and you can roast it, whatever it is that you want to do, grind it up. I don't make it to me. Just know that you're going to, once you get it, you won't vary that from your program. So Help friends and family members to join BuzzBox Coffee. Get free coffee yourself. Start off free with free coffee at BuzzBox.com. Check out the ad, DougStefan.com, big orange box there, or you call 866-456-7805.
Can our pets get Ebola? Here are the facts. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the news surrounding the Ebola outbreak, it's sometimes hard to separate fact from fiction. Dr. Ron DeHaven, CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, is here to set the record straight.
The chance of a dog or a cat being exposed to the Ebola virus in the United States is extremely low, just as the risk is extremely low for people in the U.S. There have actually been no reports of dogs or cats getting sick from Ebola.
Doctor, should we be worried?
This particular situation, as it is in the United States, is reason for caution and concern, but certainly not a reason for panic. We have appropriate measures in place, and the incidence in a couple of people does not put the population at large at risk. So it's time to be cautious, but no time for panic.
For more information about Ebola and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org/Ebola.
And now another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose today.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
October Fest.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer.
Boston Man. Get responsibly.
Okay, so one of the people I like, although I'm looking at Ellen DeGeneres, some pictures of her, she looks kind of harsh. She's
Ellen?
Getting old. Yeah, there's something about the TV. Maybe it's just the way it's being, the photographs being presented, because the photos look different than the way she looks on camera, I think, anyway. And when they put her together with Portia de Rossi, the two of them just look like a horror show. Having
horror
said that,
show. Look at
having
you.
Said that, she's funny. Here she is joking about children and homework.
Those of you that do have kids, here's the problem with kids, I find. They want you to help with the homework, don't they? Do they ask you? Yeah. And then you try to help, but then in your head you're thinking, I don't know how to do this. The whole reason I became an adult is so I would not have to do homework. You're the kid. And so I want to help the kids out, and I asked some of my young viewers to send me their homework questions. This question is from Neil Manglani, I believe, from the Netherlands. Dear Ellen, at the age of 7, I promised my parents I would become an engineer, and now I have a huge test, and I need the answer to this question. If X equals the square root of 3 and Y equals the square root of 3, what does A equal? Neil, I can help you. Let's try to figure this out. So the question is, if X equals the square root of 3. So if X equals the square root of 3 and Y equals the square root of 3, therefore A must equal the square root of 3. Because if letters are anything like people, they're all equal and deserve to be treated equally. And if your teacher says it's wrong, you tell him he's a bigot.
That'll work, by the way.
Nah, of course it'll work. Our poll today at DougStefan.com. Do you decorate your house for Halloween? Hey, of course, B. We used to when our children were little. C, only because our children are little. D, sometimes. E, no, but I do give out candy on Halloween. F, no, I don't celebrate Halloween. That's me.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, on to what's on the tube or what the news is from those who are watching. You get my drift.
Watching.
But yes, watching these stories, watching the television. So Jennifer is going to have stories about Neil Patrick Harris again this week, twice this week. CBS on new full season orders.
I'll give it to you. Don't worry.
You'll give it to me, all right.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. And I have a focus on Wendy Williams and a cancellation. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. There was 56
channels and all right, so who goes first, Jennifer, you or me?
Well, let's let Wendy Williams go first, right?
All right, so Wendy Williams comments here on the cancellation of Here Comes Honey.
No!
Boo-boo.
The first thing that came out is that Mama June is being accused of getting back together with an old boyfriend who allegedly abused her oldest daughter, Anna. And this allegedly happened back when Anna was 8 years old, you know. Then the man, the alleged abuser, just got out of jail for doing some abusing, allegedly. Not for Anna, but I guess for others. So he just got out of jail, which they're saying is the source of why Sugar Bear and Mama June are headed for divorce. Because when, yeah, like June, I guess, was never over this guy. No word on whether he knew what allegedly happened, whether she knew what allegedly happened to Anna or not. But to me, it's like when your kids say something, you're supposed to believe what they say, especially in terms of something like that. And you know what? Thank you, TLC, for having some sort of integrity. Because I have to say, the Honey Boo Boo Show happens to be TLC's cash cow. And they didn't waste any time. It was like 72 hours, and they put out the press release saying the show is officially canceled. It's so canceled that they literally have a full season to play that we will never see. So they were willing to even, TLC, waste the money and just not have us see it and just remove themselves from this situation. That's the smart thing to do.
And the IQ of this country just went up 5 points.
Oh, Rich. I do think TLC did the right thing with this, but the story is just so gross that you as a mother could actually know that your oldest daughter went through something and then let your youngest daughter hang out with this guy. I mean, it's just really sick.
Gross. All right. Neil Patrick Harris is said to get a new show, Jen.
Neil Patrick Harris is getting a new show, Dougie. It's based on the British hit series Ant and Dex Saturday Night Takeaway. It's filmed before a live studio audience, Dougie, maybe in downtown Burbank. And the show will feature comedy sketches, musical numbers, mini game shows, hidden cameras. This has all been announced by NBC this week, and it's all based on the Brits. The Jack of All Trades is like, his star is rising. Yeah, his ticket is up. And this will be a good thing for him because I think he is a great host. And here's some good news for you, Dougie. And I will go ahead and eat crow here when I tell you the story. Madam Secretary is one of these shows picked up by CBS for the season. I still think it's like watching paint dry.
You only watch one.
That's all it takes for me. I give you one episode, and you better give it to me, or I move on.
New Orleans NCIS, anybody seen that?
I have.
You know, while I like all of the actors in
it's
the
Scott
thing,
Bakula or something.
It's Scott Bakula, who I really like. The acting is kind of dry, and I think it's the directing. I don't think it's the actors, but
two mistakes by CBS.
Yeah, I want it to do well, but it's just not good yet.
All right, well, here are the four new dramas that they picked up. So it's NCIS New Orleans, Madam Secretary, Scorpion, which I heard was very kind of and then Stalker, which is actually my surprise hit of the season. You guys have to watch it.
Scorpion. It's too self-effacive.
Yeah, I have a friend that works on it, and he even said it wasn't that great. So this means that all four dramas that premiered this season, CBS picked them all up. There you go.
All right. Okay, so that takes care of that information. I had one other story.
So did I. I actually had a bunch of them. But, there's always tomorrow.
There is?
Or next month. Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
All right. This is, Chuck D. I'm Doug D. Good day.
I'm surprised you know who Chuck D is. Very good.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.